Welcome to Pickett County High School Basketball. This is Ralph Ray and J-Man Johnny Sells coming to you tonight from Salina, Tennessee, Clay County High School, where Lady Bobcats and Bobcats are going to be tipping off against these Bulldogs. I guess they're Bulldogs, aren't they? And,
yes.
Lady Bulldogs here tonight. Our Lady Bobcats come in here with an outstanding record, 17 wins and only that one single defeat, and I still have an asterisk on that one, because that was the one early in the year where we played back-to-back games and the other team didn't. But at any rate, I'd like to take this opportunity, I didn't want to forget, to thank Robert Edelston down in our studios in HRN Cable Channel 10 in Livingston for getting in to help us out, because Robert's been ill, and he's still struggling, I think. But he's he's there, and we're going to get this to you, and then hopefully we'll get the rebroadcast tomorrow at or about 12:30 on WANY 100.9 Stereo FM. So welcome, Johnny, you and I tonight.
Hey, that's right.
Delane's having a bit of under the weather, too, and it seems to be going around. So we've got to keep two of us moving. So welcome back. And I wanted to thank Dale Bolden and Dr. Tompkins for helping out during the holidays stretch there when we were way out of town in western Tennessee. And I had conflicts between the boys at the Sonic shootout in Sparta, in White County, and the girls over at Richland. So thanks to those guys. They're both splendid jobs. So thank you, fellas. You deserve whatever recognition you can get with that one. I want to make one other announcement here, and we probably should repeat this before we go off the air tonight, and that is, at 11 a.m. Monday in the Wheeler Hassler Gym at Pierre County High School, there will be a signing of Big Mac. That's Tristan McClellan, our point guard, who just recently went over the 1,000-point mark for her career. Bryan College has signed her, who I understand is a four-year deal, and they'll be there to formalize it, and I'm sure the Pierce County Press will be there, and Robert and I will be there, assuming Robert's illness doesn't hold him under the weather, but at any rate, I'm going to be there, and Johnny, you're welcome. I know you're very busy, but at any rate, that's at 11 a.m. Monday, and Wheeler Hassler Gym at Pickett County High School. So congratulations to Big Mac. And she's given us so many pleasant moments, particularly this year and last year. But at any rate, congratulations. And we want to recognize her as much as we can. I might add that we're coming off two games Tuesday night at home against Clinton County beg your pardon, I know, maybe I'm coming down with it too. Clinton County Bulldogs over in our neighbors in Kentucky. Our girls, and this is one of the scores that it is hard to comprehend, but our Lady Bobcats won by a score of 93-19 and led after one quarter 42-6.
Correct.
And so that was the 17th win for our Lady Bobcats. But now the Bobcats beat the Bulldogs by 9, 68-59, and literally held the lead throughout the last half of that game. And our Bobcats won their 13th. But they've lost five. But at any rate, let's take a quick break so you can listen to some of our great sponsors, and we'll be back. Don't you dare go away.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonet has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonet at 606-688-0913.
Wow, welcome back here to Clay County High School over in Salina. We have a big crowd here, Johnny. As you would expect, one thing I hadn't gotten to, and we'll talk a little bit about it before the Bobcat game tips off, but the Clay County Bulldogs, the boys, are undefeated. Their record's about 16-0. And we were talking to Coach Rob Edwards before the game, who, by the way, is one of the nicest people you ever run into and a great coach over here, and giving a little bit of congratulatory words. And all he could say, we're only halfway done. So he's got a goal in mind, and I wouldn't be surprised to see our Lady Bobcats as well as the Clay County Bulldogs, the boys, down at Murfreesboro.
Yes, sir.
But at any rate, Johnny, you want to run rosters?
Okay, for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the entire roster is like this. You have number 15, Bethany Sherrill, number 52, Ashlyn Browning, number 33, Caitlin McClain, number 14, McKenna Biles, number 24, Jada Kerr, number 30, Brittany Boone, number 44, Kara Butterworth, number 21, Summer Cherry, number 12, Kristen Biles. Number 31, Jade Williamson. Number 10, Taylor Strong. Number 20, Kenzie Arms. Number 11, Harley Stacy. And number 32, Maddie Harlan. Head coach is Joe Sims. Assistant coach by Matt Walker. The starting five will be number 15, Brittany Sherrill. Number 52, Ashlyn Browning. Number 33, Caitlin McClain. Number 24, Jada Kerr. And number 30, Brittany Boone.
Run those starters by me again so I can check them.
I think it'd be number 15.
Yes.
52.
Yes.
33.
Yes.
24.
Yes.
And 30.
Okay. Almost the top on the list, but not quite.
Okay. If you're Pickett County Lady Bobcats, the entire roster, you have number 15, Tyra Johnson. Number 34, Savannah Hammock. Number 33, Liz Logan. Number 23, Macy Krantz. Number 24, Lana Bembry. Number 22, Andrea Beatty. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 12, Jana Farrell. Number 5, Abby Puck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 1, Aaliyah Brown. And 00, Tristan McClellan. The starting five for your Pickett County Lady Bobcats will be number 00, Tristan McClellan. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 5, Abby Puck. Number 11, Jana Farrell. And number 24, Alana Bibry. Coach for Brent Smith. Assistant coach, Kayla Gibson.
Thank you, J-Man. Just a couple of things here. At some point in the last week or so, and this may be totally out of date, but I don't think that it is, Clay County was girls. We're 7-4 overall, 1-1 in the district, having lost by 20 to Clark Range, whom we beat over at Clark Range, and having beaten Monterey by 16. And I know we bounced Monterey, but I don't recall. Yeah, it was 88-47, I do recall. I got it right here in front of me. So I'd have to say, by any stretch, our Lady Bobcats should be favored here, even though we're on Clay County's home court. Wouldn't you think?
Yes, sir. I think the Lady Bobcats have definitely come out with a win here tonight.
All right. I think it's about time for us to pay some more bills. So, Robert, we're coming at you. And all you folks at home, now's the time. Get that favorite toddy. Make that last pit stop. Get in that cush chair or on that couch, and we'll bring the action to you. said, don't you dare go away.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Well, welcome back, folks, here at Clay County High School. It's clock is winding down, and I assume we're going to be, I don't know if we announce the starters before the national anthem or after. Do you know, Johnny?
It'll be after.
The introductions will be after?
Yes.
All right. Well, then that means we can take another break. Robert, to pay the bills. Just because we can't pick it up so well with all the noise that accompanies the broadcasting. Although we try to adjust our monitor, our mixer, to the best possible level, and we try to talk loud enough that you can hear us, and I know you can hear Johnny and I pretty much, particularly when we yell back at each other. But at any rate, let's go away and we'll be back.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Well, welcome back here, folks, to Clay County High School. We only ran over, Robert, by about 10 seconds on that, so we have to improve on that. But, Johnny, you want to take it away?
Okay, getting ready to introduce the starting five for the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. They are the visiting team here tonight. Pickett County Lady Bobcats are coached by Brent Smith and assisted by Kayla Gibson. Number four, Courtney Fritchett. Number five, Abby Buck. Number 24, Alana Bibry.
I hope these people sit down when the game starts.
Number 11, Jana Furl. Number 00, Big Mac, Christian McClellan. That's the starting five for your Pickett County Lady Bobcats.
There they go. Thank you, folks. You know, we pointed this out, I think, the last game. Lady Bobcats eked out a one-point victory over Livingston early in the year in November. They came back, about a week ago and just blew them away. And the difference was Courtney Fritchett was injured the first game and didn't play at all and led the team by 20 points the last time.
Yes, sir.
So she's an important cog, let me tell you.
Getting ready to introduce the starting five for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Head coach Joe Sims, assistant coach Matt Walker. Number 30, Brittany Boone. Number 24, Jada Kerr. number 33, Caitlin McLean. Number 52, Ashlyn Browning.
She's a load, Johnny.
Number 15, Bethany Sherrill at the starting five for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs.
No, that's not the same girl I've been thinking about. She plays for somebody else.
Yeah, I think that they actually, she may have had a sister somebody played earlier a few years back or something for the Lady Bulldogs.
I don't know, but I remember that name. What was the name pronounced?
Cheryl.
Like C-A-T-R-Y-L, Cheryl? We're only having fun, folks. I hope you're in that soft, cushy chair because we're ready to get a tip here. The tip-off number 52, Browning, will tip against Jana Farrell.
Lady Bulldogs, or the Lady Bobcats was very relaxed.
Well, Farrell gets the tip, and it goes to Pritchett, who brings it across, gets it to Big Mac, who tries to pass him to the corner, and there's a double dribble, Johnny, to Buck, and Buck had already gone knocked away by Farrell. Otherwise, we would have had a cripple there by the Lady Bulldogs, and it's gone out of bounds now, and it'll be inbounded under their basket by the Lady Bulldogs to get it in to number 24. She drives the lane, puts it up and misses, pulled off by Pritchett. And she'll fly up the floor, into the paint, corner, back to Big Mac, who drives, puts it up, missed. And you're not going to see her miss those very often. Well, I see Clay County didn't have any problem breaking the press. And they put up a three and miss, and Buck gets it, and she'll fly up the floor. Gets it to Farrell, has it, now kicks it out to Buck for a three. Bilbrey rebounds back to Buck. Farrell on the right side outside the paint. Now on the Bilbrey on the baseline, and now they go all the way back out to Big Mac to set it up to get it in the paint. Now to Pritchett, she'll swing around, put it up and in. And that's how important she is, Johnny. 2-0. Now we got full court pressure in the backcourt. But you know what? They're breaking it in again. But again, we kick it out of bounds when we get right in the key hole and under the basket. There'll be Lady Bulldog ball under their basket to get it in now. The 24 who drives gets it on the right corner now, and it's back to 24. That's Kerr. Cut up and missed and pulled out by Big Mac. And did that ball go in? I hope it did. She was wide open. 4-0, knocked out of bounds in the backcourt by Big Mac. 4-0, 6:08 remaining in the first. To get it in now to number 33, the McLean. The play's taken away, and it bounced to Farrell. She'll put it in. That's a nice assist, you know, Johnny. That's 6-0 now. And again, Clay County breaks the press.
Charge.
And who was that, Farrell or Big Mac?
No, a lot of memory took the charge.
Oh, Alana knows how to do that. And here comes Big Mac now. They go to the left side to Buck. Out top of the key to Farrell. Right side to Big Mac. All the way over. Back under now to Bilbrey, who goes to the basket. No, that was Pritchett. And there's going to be a reaching in foul, I believe, on Big Mac. No. Farrell.
Yes, Farrell.
That will be the first team foul and the first foul on Jane Farrell. Ball will be inbounded from the right sideline, going to our left to get it in. It's taken away, and Farrell will have it. She'll pull up, get it in the corner now to Buck for a three. No. I thought that was in, Yanni. And on the ensuing play, we knock it away. It goes out of bounds, but it will be Clay County ball under our basket. We got full court pressure. They get it in to Cheryl and take it away from her. And Pritchett has it now. She goes to the right corner to Buck in the lane there. Knocked away, so Bilbrey will get it to Buck and we'll set up and see where we go from here. Big Mac pulls out. Center point. Farrell rotates. Buck will put up a three from the corner. In and out. And you know, sooner or later, Abby's going to drop those in there. We know she always does it. And they break it away for a layup and a foul on Bilbrey. They would, and here comes three white jerseys for Clay County into the game with 4:34 remaining in the first. And they're in a 6-point hole, 6-0. Now they're on the board as Jada Kerr, a sophomore, drops the first one in. And we, who do we have? 23. That's Kinsey Arms. I didn't get the others, Johnny. That's in and out, and Pritchard rebounds. She got fouled. No whistle. Comes Big Mac now into the paint. Puts it over to Buck. He lays it off the glass. It'll make it 8-1. Number 10 is in there now.
That's going to be Strong.
Strong. And we steal the ball again. Pritchard will come out of there with it. She's getting fouled over there. Buck gets it across to Big Mac. She's in the paint. Kicks it out. Now it's Buck on the right side. Pritchard has it. Bilbrey has it. Buck has it. Big Mac will put up a three.
Hey there.
Nothing but that. I'll make it 11-1 with 3:40 to go. And Clay County just hit their first field goal. It's 11-3, but quickly the Lady Bobcats are down, as they always are. And they frequently catch teams asleep, get back. And Jenna Farrell's fouled, and she's going to shoot two. Come on, Dana. 3:33 remaining in the first, and it's 11-3, Lady Bobcats. This one's up, and she missed two. Uncharacteristic, I might add. And now we steal the ball, and Big Mac has, no, Farrell has it. Over to Buck, who put up a three, and she'll miss. The ball's loose out there, and it'll go out of bounds. It's going to be Clay County ball. 3:17 remaining, and Coach Brent Smith's up on that. That was not particularly autistic, would you say. And there's a timeout, but how long is it?
30 seconds.
Timeout, Johnny. So what do you think?
Well, you know, just like what we thought, Ralph, and I'm sitting here watching them play, you know, earlier... A few years back, you know, you come down here with the Lady Bulldogs, and you had a fight on your hands from the time you walked through the into the gym, you know, because, I mean, they were very strong. This year seemed like they're down a little bit. They did about catch up 11-3 right now.
It wasn't that many years ago,
Johnny,
that they won the state tournament. So, you remember that?
Yeah.
That's not many years ago.
So, you know.
3 or 4.
It definitely wasn't easy to come down here and win a game, that's for sure.
Well. Lady Bulldogs have it. Drops the key to Cheryl. Left-hand corner. Shot put up and missed. And it's scrapped four under there. They're going to give it to Clay County, although I'm not sure why. It'll be inbounded under their basket. They get it in. Somebody was asleep, but their turnaround missed. And the ball's caught four again. And it was kicked by number 15, Bethany. What do you say, Cheryl?
Yes, sir.
Here comes Big Mac. under 3 minutes now remaining. Buck has it. Big Mac has it. Bounce under to Pritchard. What is that? A foul or 3 seconds?
I think we had a foul. Going to be on Bibry. Be her second.
Well, we had an opportunity for a good shot there, too. And Bibry's out of there. She's picked up two. So Savannah Hammock is in there now. And again, they break the press, but they lose the ball. And Hammock ties up the white jersey, but I guess on Arrow, it remains with the Lady Bulldogs. They get it in to number 10, Strong. They get it in now, and a turnaround miss. And by number 14, that's McKenna Biles. Well, they get the ball in again.
Yeah, it's off Pritchett. Went off her hand there.
The ball almost stolen out there by Farrell. Abby Buck forced the girl out of bounds. They gave it to the Lady Bobcats, though. I think she was intimidated. Here comes. You can't force it under there, but they did. And Pritchett fighting for it, puts it in, and it makes it 13-3. And here comes the Lady Bulldogs. Pull-up jumper, put up, air ball, rebound short, another rebound, put up, and it's going to be a Lady Bobcat foul, I believe.
Caught it on the hammock.
Hammock, and that'll be the fourth team foul. Clay County only has two. Boy, that hit nothing but net, but it sure had a high arch on it, Johnny. I mean, that was a nosebleeder shot. So it's 13-4, 2:02 remaining in the first. Boy, packed house. We got people sitting in the stairs, too, at the top. And she made that one, both of them. Number 33, McLean, is back in there now. It's 13-5 with 2 minutes to go. And Big Mac will bring it down. Give it to Abby. Over to Farrell on the left side. Drops it off to Big Mac. Now Abby has it at center point. Over on the left side now to Big Mac. Gets it back to Farrell. Rotates out to get it to Hammock. To Buck. Back to Hammock. Back to Buck, into Pritchett. Bounce pass, nice, give and go. And Big Mac drops it off the glass, makes it 15-5. And, well, Clay County's got the right idea on breaking our press. They put one in, and it's 15-7 with 1:16 to go, and we force the ball down and throw it away. That's one of our very few turnovers. Well, somebody didn't block out down there, but the putback should have been in, but they missed it. And here comes Abby Buck in the left corner now. Back to Pritchett. Back to Big Mac, who puts up a three. And that makes it 18-7. You know, Big Mac's really owning that three-point shooting. And now Clay County will put it in. They break the press. It's 18-9. And now Abby Buck will put up a three and miss. And the ball comes off in Clay County hands with under 30 seconds. Now three put up. Miss. Hammock is fouled on the rebound, no call. Pritchett will bring it down. And Big Mac has it at center point. 12 seconds. We're going to run it down, I guess. Right corner to Farrell. Back to Big Mac. A back door to Farrell. Couldn't quite get it, but she got the roll. She got the roll. And the ball went in, the clock went off, and they called the foul, and I think I wasn't watching the clock, of course.
I don't really know why they're all out there, because she should be shooting the foul as up at the end of the quarter.
I don't know what they're doing. Do they know what they're doing? We know that we got the two-pointer on the bounce of the ball, and Jaina was fouled. They haven't marked up the third team foul yet on Clay County. They're taking a rest, I think. That's the, well, we got some Lady Bobcat.
I don't know if I've ever saw this happen.
Gracie Martin is in there now, and as well as Ollie Brown. Ball's off. Well, apparently the buzzer was not coordinated with the clock.
Exactly.
So at the end of one, our Lady Bobcats are up by a score of 28-9. But I will tell you, for one of the first times this year, I've seen a team out here, Clay County, who is able to handle our press a little bit. But right now, let's go away and we'll be back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Well, welcome back, folks, here. Ready for second quarter action to commence. Lady Bobcats have the ball. Buck will bring it across the midstripe at center point. Left side. The big Mack, who drives into the paint, all the way under, puts it up and miss, but rebounded to put back in by Hammack. And that'll make it 22-9. And we force a turnover. Number 10 stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Taylor Strong, who, by the way, is only a freshman. So she's got some good years ahead of her here. Abby has it outside the arc. Big Mac has it. Right side now to Abby, who puts up a three. She was not ready for that. She wasn't set, but we got the rebound, and Big Mac will drive. Feed it to Farrell, who will drive in a short jumper. Nice. Nice pull-up jumper. And I'll make it 24-9, and we're still putting on full court pressure, and we take it away. And, well, shot put up and missed, but quickly rebounded and put up there by number 20, is Martin, I believe. And Clay County gets it down. There's a walk. Boy, I'll tell you what, Brent Smith didn't like that. That was clearly a walk. But there's a foul called on one of the Lady Bobcats.
Big Mac.
How many does she have?
Well, one.
All right, they're awfully slow. That's the fifth team foul. It's 26-11 at the line, and putting it up and missing is number 33, I believe it is, McLean. And here comes the Lady Bobcat. And Big Mac, how did she hit that? How? But Big Mac drops it in and is fouled, and it's 28-11. She can do some amazing things, J-Man. And Big Mac will put up if nothing net. 29-11, under 7 minutes now, it goes out of bounds, but it will be retained by Clay County. I think that, you know, as we travel around the circuit, Johnny, there's a lot of these crowds that come out just to see the Lady Bobcats. You know?
Yes, sir, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Clay County has it. into the paint. Destar, jump shot, missed. Hammock should have had that rebound, but it's stolen away there by Pritchett, and to get it to Buck.
Oh!
Martin stumbles as she tried to reach the pass. It goes out of bounds. 6:29 remaining. It's 29-11. And your Lady Bobcats lead, of course. And Clay County gets it across again. Wild shot over the back. Boy, that was vociferous slapping in there, right on your back. And the whistle blew immediately, so the Zebras picked up on it. Now, Buck will put up a long three a minute. She hasn't made one yet, has she?
Hadn't made one yet. If she ever connects on one of them, I think it'll be set for her, though. She'll start hitting.
Well, you know what Coach Smith says? He knows how she can shoot. He tells them to keep shooting. Don't stop because you missed some. And Clay County has an under the basket, and big number 52 will put it in, and we threw it away. Too much lead. 29-13. We don't have to win at all in the second quarter, girls. Plus, that's an unforced error. And now Clay County will get it across to get it to 52. Who gets it in the corner. Shots in and out. Pulled out by Hammy. She brings it down the floor. Don't force it, girls. Richard has it. Dick Mac has it. Dick Mac goes up. This. And number 52.
Browning.
Browning, you know, she makes a little bit of difference out there now. And a breakaway shot hit it from the left baseline, right baseline, 29-15. Pritchett will drop it in, and it's 31-50. Knocked away there by Hammock, but Clay County will retain it. Big Mac goes out. Jana Farrell will come in. There's a timeout. I don't know if it's short, long, or
long.
Full timeout, folks, so let's take another opportunity to pay bills, and we'll be right back.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Welcome back, folks, here to Clay County. Stolen away by the Lady Bobcats. Farrell has it. She double dribbled. Somebody had an abacus down there, so they counted it. They are having a little bit of difficulty, though, you know? All the way under. And then now they get, see, those passes are what. And now they get it under and it's in by
Browning,
and it's 31-17. You know, we better watch our stuff here. And Buck will put up another three. Miss. And on the rebound, it'll be Lady Bobcat under their basket. They inbound it to Farrell, who puts it in. And she's fouled. She can be slippery under there, Johnny. 33-17, and Farrell's at the line. That was in, so it's 34-17. Big Mac reporting. Gracie Martin comes out. Ball's inbounded now, and they throw it away. Now that is an example where, even though they're very well coached on how to break that press with the passing game, it created the turnover because they just threw it way out of bounds. Abby Buck has it, top of the key. Big Mac has it in the paint. In the corner, back to Buck. barrel on the right side all the way across. And Big Mac has it. She'll bring it over to Farrell, who drives a three. That's rimmed off. It's going to be a foul on us as we rush to tie up the rebounder. I think it's on us, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
4:17 remaining in the second quarter. It's 34-17. Lady Bobcats up by 17. If you want something else with a 17 on it. Oh, she walked.
Oh.
And Big Mac, quick hand. She'll knock it away and go down and put it in. She just literally ran away from the defense. It's 36-17. And now here comes the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. And, well, they gave that shot away by those passes. There's a walk. Number 15 holds it outside the arc. Drives it in. Should have been called for a charge. But there's going to be a, well, off of Abby. And they're going to give it to Clay County. I see McLean's out there. 23 Arms is in there. Number 14 Biles is in there. She has it. She drop it off and driving under nicely, knifing through there. He is number 24 Kerr, and it'll make it 36-18. Farrell has it on the right side, out front to Martin. To Big Mac. Big Mac will just drive in there and drop it off to Pritchard, who's standing there. And said, thank you very much. And she drops it off the glass. And Farrell steals the next one and rebounded and put back by Abby. And on the put back, she's gone to the line to shoot two, I believe.
Yes, sir. That's foul McLean. Her second.
Number 33 committed that foul, a 5'9 junior. And Abby drops that home. Is that her first point?
Yes, sir. No, she had a three-pointer there.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was on a give and go. She put that in. That'll make it 40-19. 3 minutes to go, and down quickly comes Clay County. Shot blocked by Pritchard, and now we get a breakaway. It's not too long. It was a little long. We had to go get it, and now putting up a three is Pritchard, and it's 43-19 now.
Oh.
Well, no charge on that, but it sure looked to me like it would have been an easy call. But we take it away. We're going to break away. Look at these girls run, Johnny. And they put it in at 45-19. And all of a sudden, that margin is stretching out a little. And here comes, and throwing it away and picking it up is Farrell, who does a baseball pass to Big Mac, who will stop. Kick it to Bach, who goes into the paint, puts up a two, and it's in there. I make it 47-19, and all of a sudden, in the last minute, we put the points in, and then we steal another one, and a layup put in by Big Mac, and it's 49-19, and I would have thought he would have called timeout a little while ago. Full timeout, folks, with the Lady Bobcats suddenly up 49-19. And I got to tell you, you got to keep your head up because they're going to keep coming at you. And that's what's happened. But we're going to break away and pay some bills, and we'll be back.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go, Bobcats and Lady Bobcats.
Well, welcome back, folks, here. Abby Buck just commits a foul. She tried to steal the ball. That's a 17 foul. So the Lady Bulldogs are going to be shooting one in bonus. Martin's in for Buck. And number 30 will put this one up. Boone. It's in there. It's 49-20. She'll get another. It's a bonus. And she made both. Nice shots. 49-21. Under 2 minutes. And here comes Big Mac. Quickly over to Pritchett. Back over to Martin. Back to Pritchett. On the left side. Bounces under to Bilbrey. And they get it out to Farrell. Now over to Big Mac, who puts up a three in the corner. And Farrell gets a rebound. Bounces to Pritchett. And she'll put it in. Boy, she's tough when she gets in that position. So it's 51-21. And quickly, here comes the Lady Bulldogs. They go all the way over, almost thrown away, recovered by McLean, who drive in, move her feet, take it away for Pritchard, who gets it down, and Farrell goes flying, and, well, the ball couldn't catch up to her. That's how fast Jana was heading up the floor, but here the Lady Bulldogs have it. Oh, call a block on Martin, is it?
Yes, her second foul.
She's a tough defensive player, I'll tell you. And into the lineup comes Brown and Buck. And Farrell will take a break. 51-21, 58 seconds to go. And at the line for the Lady Bulldogs, putting it in is number 24, I think, Johnny.
Yes, Kerr.
Jada Kerr, a sophomore. She'll get another. 51-22. Boy, she hit the bottom on those. She's making them, isn't she?
Yeah, three or four right now.
Here comes Big Mac. Back door. Too much lead to Hammock. Well, I like that idea, cutting on the baseline, but too much lead. Too much energy. And the Lady Bulldogs have it now. Taken away by Buck, I believe it is. Yes, it is. And she has it down the offensive end. And left alone over there is Big Mac, who knows what to do when she gets the ball.
You know, if she gets that position, might as well just go ahead and count it.
She's so quick. It's 53-23. And here comes the Lady Bulldogs into the paint, backing out, and putting up a jumper. And in there, a two-pointer. Number 33, McLean, and 53-25. As the clock winds down to 10 seconds, and we'll undoubtedly go for one. Big Mac will drive in, put it up, miss, rebound by Pritchard.
Another foul on the Lady Bulldogs.
Boy, I'm beginning to see how much we missed Courtney when he was out. She'll put up two, I believe, here. That one's in. She's pretty good about anything she tries, Johnny.
Yes. Good all-around player.
Yeah. And she made both. That makes it 55-25. And Martin is in now for Big Mac. How many personals does Big Mac have?
One.
Okay. Well, don't foul, girls. Don't foul. And as the buzzer around sounds, it's 55-25 with our Lady Bobcats out in front. Then we scored 35. And they scored, what did they score?
16.
35-16 in that quarter, boys and girls. It's time now to take a break, pay some more bills. It's time for you to get up, make a pit stop if necessary, and refill your toddy. And we'll be right back.
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Well, welcome back here, folks, to Clay County High School. It's Ralph Ray and J-Man, Johnny Sells himself, bring you the action from Salina. And Robert Huddleston down in the Livingston Studios working away. Hope you're feeling better, Robert. Johnny, you got some data?
Yeah, you know, Ralph, at the end of the first quarter, the Lady Bobcats were up 20-9. At the half, they're up 55-25. They scored 20 in the first and 35 in the second. The Lady Bulldogs scored 9 in the first and 16 in the second. So we're definitely on the run on scoring points here tonight.
Yeah, and we really picked up mid-second quarter.
Yes, sir. For the Lady Bulldogs, you have Bethany Sherrill with 2, Ashley Browning with 4, Caitlin McLean with 2, McKenna Biles with 4, Jada Kerr with 5, Brittany Boone with 2, Taylor Strong with 2, and Kenzie Arms with 4, total of 25. For your Pink County Lady Bobcats, Tristan McCallum with 20, Courtney Pritchett with 15, Abby Buck with 6, Jana Furrow with 10, Gracie Martin with 2, and Savannah Hammock with 2 for a total of 55. Lady Bobcats up with a comfortable margin right now, 55-25 at the break.
Did you say Big Mac has 20 points at half?
Yes. Yes, she had 2 threes and 2 buckets in the first and made 10, and then she had 4 twos in the second and made 10, so she's 20 points.
Hold the macro, and that's something. I know she was knocking them all, but I didn't quite realize that.
But you know, those little jumpers and layups and stuff like how she's
doing. They add up.
And you just might as well go ahead and count it, because she's got her ball in her hand when she's in that position. You just might as well go ahead and count it.
She is so quick. Well, I thought we might have a visit here from Coach Aaron, but I guess he's preoccupied with Dr. Tompkins or something down there. But at any rate,
you know, Ralph, Alana Bibry, I'm looking for her to go back in to start of this one probably. She's playing with 2 fouls, and Coach had to take her out there with those 2 fouls, which is probably a good move, you know, because like I've heard you said many times, you know, you create one, you create another, and if you don't take a break, you're allowed to create another one. So
the game is I don't know what the proportion percentage is, but it's a physical skill, but it's also mental.
Yes, sir.
And many times the mental part interferes with the physical parts. And you see it all the time at all levels, even in the pros, of which I'm not a fan anymore. Not really a basketball game.
Yep.
You know. Well, anyway, let's leave that one thing, but we'll debate anybody. It ain't what it used to be. But at any rate, Johnny, I think I'm going to take another break. Why don't you run the sponsors list for us?
Okay, all right, I'll be glad to do that. I got one right here. And we have the 2015-16 sponsorship for this basketball season. It will be B&K Buy-Rite Grocery, Burkstown Medical Center, Milestone Physical Therapy, Pryor's Auto Spot, Jackson Signs, Brown's Funeral Chapel, Ryan Cross Carpentry, People's Bank and Trust, Albany Plumbing and Electric, Kelly's Jury and Gift, Dale Hollis Shell, First Baptist Church of Burkstown, and Dr. Terry Riley. That's the entire sponsorship for this basketball season. I'd like to remind everyone that you can listen to us next day broadcast around 12:30. On 100.9 Stereo FM, WAMY, right there out of Albany, Kentucky. Or you can listen to us on HRN Cable Channel 10 out of Overton County.
I see B.C. Carpenter is sitting down here in front of us.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Good man. Dr. Mason's here, Dr. Tompkins, Steve Bilbrey's here.
You know,
a lot of these people come to every game.
You know, Ralph, we're very fortunate to have doctors that come to our games with the Dick County Lady Bobcats, because that always makes me feel comfortable when you got a doctor sitting in the seat there.
Well, how many times over the past few years has it been very, very important?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. A number of times. And, I don't know what if they have a contract with the school, but I suspect it's all volunteer.
That's what I would suspect. Absolutely, all volunteer is what I'd
say. But at any rate, let's quickly take another break, and we'll be right back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Well, welcome back here to Clay County High School. Johnny, what do you think we're going to see this last half?
I think we're just going to turn the heat up. Just keep on keeping on, Ralph.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to slow down any.
I'll remind you, this is a team from Clay County that has a 7-4 record and only lost one in the district. That we lead by 30 at halftime.
Yes, sir.
So, go figure. I guess that tells you something. Our Lady Bobcats, when they're on their game, I don't know anyone could even come close to them. But at any rate, hopefully we'll never find that out. So, both teams are going back out on the court. And, Clay County will inbound it from the left sideline. They get it across the midstripe now. The top of the key, number 33, McLean holds it. Goes right side, right corner now. They bounce it under and along the baseline, putting up a jumper and missing, but Farrell will rebound it and fly it down to Big Mac, who puts it in.
Good assist there, McFarrell.
Yes, 57-25. These girls from Clay County just can't get back quick enough. So it's a run-and-gun game for the Lady Bobcats, and now the Lady Bulldogs control it. McLean has it. Corner back on the left side to McLean. Knocked away, but picked up by number 24, who kicks it out to number 30. Boone, who puts in a three-pointer, and it's 57-28. But we just missed a breakaway again. So it's 57-28. And at this point, we're behind 3-2 in this half. Driving the baseline and throwing it to the other side of the baseline, but it's knocked out by the Lady Bobcats. So it'll be Lady Bulldog to inbound it. And taken away by Pritchard to come right down the middle, get it to Big Mac, who has it stripped away, but she recovers. Pritchard recovers. And now Buck will put up a three. She was moving. She was moving to the left, Johnny. And missed it, and here comes the Lady Bulldogs. Top of the key is McLean. Big Mac almost took it right out of her hands. They go to the left corner now. McLean has it now in the paint and pull up jumper and put in. And they'll make it 57-30. And here comes Big Mac. She'll drop it off to Buck, who put up a three and miss. Rebounded, put back in by Farrell. 59-30. And here comes the Lady Bulldogs across the midstripe. McLean has it.
Oh.
Fancily dribbling there.
Gotta call it old Chris.
Big Mac.
Yep, he's her second.
Number 30. Trying to call Boone. And the Lady Bulldogs turn it over.
Good defense of Lady Bobcats forced that turnover.
59-30, and here comes, and Pritchett has it on the left side. Top of the key to Buck. Now Pritchett will put a three up from the left side. Missed. Right in the hands of number 24. Gets it to McLean.
Don't foul him, man.
And McLean is tied up by Big Mac. And, so the ball will go over to the Lady Bobcat. Tristan was, and Big Mac was kind of hesitant on that because she didn't want to pick up a foul. She has it now, and it goes to Farrell in the left corner. Center to Pritchard. She's fouled as she turns to the basket. I believe that's going to be on 52, is it not?
Yes, sir.
She's a tall girl.
Ralph, when you can remember seeing a more conditioned Lady Bobcat team than what this team here is this year?
Probably never. Courtney drops home the first charity at 60-30. How about that for round numbers, Johnny?
That's right.
Courtney will put up another. Hit the front rim and climbed over. Right kind of spin, I guess. But 61-30. Excuse me, folks. Under 5 minutes remaining. Lady Bulldogs have it. There's a quick whistle. I'm not sure who this is going to be on.
I think you got called on Courtney. Her first foul.
You know, she does. She rarely gets into foul trouble.
There, we've only got it marked up.
Yeah. Ball's inbounded now by the Lady Bulldogs. There was a walk. Long.
Ooh.
Long three put in there, but that was kind of a baseball throw. Not much wrist to it. It was all arm and elbow. So I guess my point is I'm surprised it went in. Abby Buck will put up a three. That's in and out, and Farrell will rebound, put it up and miss. Knocks out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Lady Bulldogs, 61-33. With 4:17 remaining, and here comes a whole bench in for the Lady Bobcats. Well, let's see what that does to the score. I guess the score doesn't make any difference, does it? Lady Bulldogs have it now. To the left side to bounce into the paint along the left baseline, stolen by Hammock on an outlet pass. And here comes Liz Logan, who's in there now. Back to Hammock, back to Martin. And this fella here is up in our face. He's standing and blocking away, but now he's down. Here comes Lady Bulldogs, and somebody's going to foul. 3:45 to go.
That was on Martin, be her third.
She's always getting in there. Tenacity.
That's strong on the free throw line.
Well, we'll see how strong she is. She wasn't so strong on that one. She missed it. Just to play on words. That one's in and out. I thought, well, anyway, they called it off of Hammock, and it'll go under the basket, too. To the Lady Bulldogs, and Bilbrey is quickly in there for Beatty. taken away. Wilbury gets it off to Martin, and Martin will fly down. And Brownie wasn't moving then. She should have been moving to the basket. Otherwise, it wouldn't have gone out of bounds. 61-34. And Lady Bulldogs have it now. And a three put up and missed. And on the rebound, there's a pile up there. And neither team seems to be able to do anything with it. But finally, the Lady Bulldogs come out of there with it, and they lose it immediately. And there'll be a jump ball, but I think the arrow goes to the Lady Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs will inbound it under their basket. 3:05 to go here in the third. Left side, right side, under the, and turning and trying to put it up is number 23, I think it is. Yes. And that's Kinsey Arms. A 5'10 freshman, by the way, Johnny. She'll drop it home. She'll get two at 61-34. Next one's up and in. 61-35, under 3 minutes now. Martin has it. Amick has it. Martin has it on the left side. She'll drive in, dump it off to Brownie. Brownie goes back to Martin, who will try to drive in, and she tries to put it up, but I think she's going to shoot two. And that foul is on
Arms.
Arms.
Number 23.
Well, we're going to sing Farewell to Arms here in a few minutes, maybe.
Well, Martin missed the first one.
And Beatty is back in for Bilbrey. You get another, miss both, and but Hammock gets a rebound. Get it back to Brownie. Back to Hammock, who will try a three. Miss. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Bulldog ball. I don't think we want the mercy rule, do we? The way we're playing at this point. 61-35. Lady Bulldogs have it. Into the paint now. Kick it out on the right side. Into the paint. Into the keel. All the way around. Putting up and missing. And coming out of there with it is Martin. And she'll drive all the way down. Put it up and knocked away. It'll be Lady Bobcat ball. With 2:06 remaining. Number 33, Caitlin McLean. 5'9 junior comes back in there for the Lady Bulldogs. Into, and Beatty has a shot blocked, but she grabs it and puts up another and miss. And quickly, the Lady Bulldogs miss a breakaway, and it's out of there with it. Comes the Lady Bobcats, and a shot put up and missed, although she was clobbered at. I believe that's Martin.
Yes, it is. That's the on number 14, McKenna Piles, her second foul.
About 5'10 junior. You know, they've got some height.
Martin hits the first one.
62-35. Well, that one's short, but rebounded by Hammock. And she'll bring it into the paint, loses the control, knocked away from behind, and here comes the Lady Bulldogs, who suddenly seem to have got some energy playing. There's a...
What was that?
Well, it was a walk, and they didn't call, and she put it back in. So it's 62-37. Hammock rebounds. Logan put up a three, and now a three put up from the left corner, but rebounded by Martin, and she'll do a left-handed softball turnaround and make it 64-37. Here comes the Lady Bulldogs driving all the way in. Nobody moving for the Bobcats, the Lady Bobcats. That sure doesn't look like our starters, does it? They get it into Beatty, who does the turnaround left-handed, and it went in. Well, at any rate, it went in, 66-39, and here comes the Lady Bulldogs with under a minute. Blocked and taken away on an attempted scoop on the baseline. With the shot put off the glass by Gracie Martin, that'll make it 68-39. And here comes the Lady Bulldogs with 15 seconds remaining and turnaround put up and missed. Beatty rebounds. They get it out now quickly to Martin, who gets it to Logan. She's fouled as she tried to put it up. 7 seconds remaining, or more precisely, 6.9 seconds remaining. Logan will put up a couple here, I believe. She missed the first. Missed the second, rebounded by Hammock. She's getting a lot of those boards off of the Miss Charities. And she takes it back to the baseline, goes up, and is fouled with 1.2 seconds. She used her head that time. She knew how much time was remaining, believe me. And that one rimmed in, 69-39. That one's up. She got two rolls on both of those. Both of them went in. There's the baseball shot at the buzzer. It's 70-39. And in that quarter, we only scored 15. Reserves played most of the quarter, and they scored 14. So what are you going to do, Jenny?
Looking good right now. Just keep it like it is.
Let's go away for some more words from our great sponsor.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks, here to fourth quarter action. Big Mac has it for the Lady Bobcats. And Abby loses a handle on it. It goes out of bounds, and it's 70-39, and our starters are back in there. So I expect this margin to expand, Johnny, now that the regulars are playing. There's a nice one missed. Turnaround. There's a foul in the backcourt. Dana Farrell is chopped as she pulled the ball off the court and started up the floor. just as well for the Lady Bulldogs, who's a probably preventative breakaway. But anyway, Big Mac has it outside the arc. Farrell has it. And now it's over to Abby, who put up another three and missed, and it's the rebound. And Farrell will go in a running jumper and miss. And balls pulled out of the Lady Bulldogs, almost stolen by Big Mac. And now she does knock it away and picked up by Bilbrey. And here comes Big Mac firing it like a bullet under there to Buck, Abby Buck, I believe. But the Lady Bulldogs got a hand on it, so Lady Bobcats inbound it. They get it under to Pritchett. Well, she missed that. She rarely misses those. Rebounded by the Lady Bulldogs. And they'll bring it across the pitch, right? Taken away by Bilbrey. And they say she was out of bounds. I don't know about that, J-Man. But it could be a problem with my peepers, you know. Actually, I don't see that well over there. He said, she said, now the Lady Bulldogs will put it up from way inside the keyhole, and number 15 puts it up and is fouled. Abby Buck is called for that one, I believe. And Bethany, what do you call it, Johnny, Cheryl?
Yes, she missed the first one.
Has she scored?
Yes, she's got five in the game.
Okay. She got another. It was a shooting foul. That one's dead center, so it's 70-40. And here comes, almost lost the handle. And Big Mac will go in there and put it up, and it's swatted away. And there's a leading with the elbow thing, but Bilbrey will pick it up. And Farrell quickly is down and puts it up and miss. Boy, I tell you, we've missed some here, but here comes the reserves. Shot put up off the glass. Standing under there is number 52, I believe, Browning. 70-42, and there's a whistle. And Dana Farrell will go to the line.
That was on Browning, be her second foul.
She is an offensive lineman, I think, in part-time. Very healthy young lady. Dana puts that one in, making it 71-42 with under 6 minutes now. And we're going to have all substitutes in there again. Dana missed that one. How many has she made on charities tonight?
Ralph, she's only 3 of 7 tonight.
Yeah, well, it's not a good night at the charity line. Shot put up and missed there by the Lady Bulldogs. Put out of there by the Lady Bobcats. Farrell puts it up. She's still in there and missed. And she'll be out now as Hammock comes in for her. And under 6 minutes, 5:31 to be exact. The score is 71-42. Number 33, number 14, number 24 come in the lineup for the Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs make that. And here we go. The inbound and no pressure in the backcourt by the Lady Bobcats. No reason to overdo a good thing. McLean has it. Pulls up. Popped it. 71-44. You know, they've got some players. But not as many as we do. Bounce under to Beatty. Beatty tries to turn around. It's easily blocked. You know, Beatty's got a... She doesn't get off the floor. And while she's tall... When you get in there against someone about your height, you've got to jump. But at any rate, it's taken away by Hammock, and she'll fly down the floor, bounces it to Martin loses it out of bounds. We're just turning it over. Does us little good to take it away and then turn it over. McLean has it. He'll drive in the paint. But if a nice left running left-hander, and I'll make it 71-46. Here comes Martin. She's going to lose it out of bounds. No, saved by Brown. Well, here they go. And shot put up and in on a breakaway and a foul called, 71-48. And I'm not sure why we're letting this happen, Johnny.
That foul's on Logan Hurt first. Yeah, don't need to be doing this.
71-48. 71-49. They've got our lead by 8 or so here in the last minute. Here's Martin with it. Logan has it. Right side. Martin has it. Hammock has it on the left side into the paint. We don't seem to have any stick-em down there. We're fumbling the ball every other time. Martin drives in. I don't know why she's driving in there. And they tie her up. She's out of there. Yeah, that's right, Coach. Get the regulars in there. 71-49. And across the midstripe is McLean. Left side there, driving the baseline and bounced into the paint. Almost over and back, but McLean recovers. She'll get it under to 14, and Beatty commits the foul.
One thing you say about all the Lady Bobcats, though, they don't give up. They just keep on charging.
Yeah, but there's no reason why a game that we had such a lead, we need to give the lead away just because winning is the only thing we're thinking about. 71-50, 3.5 minutes remaining. And now our starting contingent, quintet, or actively back in there, but we're only up by 20, 71-51. Quickly we get it down to Buck in the left corner. Bilbrey has it. Farrell has it. Right side. And they bounce it under to Pritchard. She kicks it out now.
In there.
Who hit that? Bilbrey?
Bilbrey.
Alana knocks him home a turkey. It'll make it 74-51. And McLean has it now. McLean will bounce it in the right corner to number 24, Kate Kerr, who dribbles it off her foot. So it'll be Lady Bobcat ball. And now we've got a whole new lineup out there for the Lady Bulldogs. Here comes Farrell has it. Buck will put up a three, and she missed, but Bilbrey rebounds, gets it to Pritchett. They get it to Big Mac in the paint, kicks it back to Buck. And now Farrell will try
in
three, and nothing but net. I'll make it 77-51. And now here comes the reserves in. Well, as soon as they blow the whistle here. What was that? An errant pass, at least. But at any rate, here comes the Lady Bobcat. Pritchett will put it off the glass. They'll make it 79-51. So, our starters put 8 points up there in about a minute. And here comes the Lady Bulldogs. Number 32 has it. Who is that?
32
has Maddie Arnold?
Yes.
Well, this mop-up basketball is not very interesting to me, Johnny. And that's what we've got right now. And driving on the Lady Bulldogs, and they're going to call a foul on Hammock, I believe.
That was on Martin.
It could be. Is that her fifth?
Be her fourth.
So, with 137 remaining, 79-52, as the first shot is in by Harlan.
Second shot was good.
Makes it 79-53, and here comes Lady Pop. Logan has it. Martin has it. Top of the key. She'll drive in. That's a zone.
Travel.
Why don't we know the difference?
You know, the same bunch of girls the other night, with, I guess the Bulldogs have all been, you played an excellent game, I thought.
Yeah, they did. I haven't been too impressed tonight, though, to be honest with you.
Awful of it tonight.
Oh, yeah. And you're just a kind man. You softened the words. There's a travel. She sat down. And we blocked that shot. Who was that over there, Mark?
Yes.
No, that was Hammock. Oh, 3 foot up, hard off the rim by Logan. And here comes the Lady Bulldogs with less than a minute remaining. And boy, she's going to lower her head. I don't know where she's going to pass it. She can finally get to dot the number 11. Stacy, there's a moving pick. Number 11 goes all the way under and puts it up. And misses, so it's 79-53 with 33 seconds remaining.
You know, sometimes those girls get bunched up in there together. They all get look alike to you.
I know. Certainly do know. And now,
what
did you see that? That was not a wrist shot, was it? That was an arm. That was a baseball push. Shot put, I should say. You know, you're the track man, Johnny. 20 seconds, the Lady Bobcats have it. Logan has it. Emick will put up a three.
In the net.
And that'll make it 82-53. So we're starting to get back to the 30-point lead that we gave away there and taken away almost by Browning and a shot put up
in the
net. So at the final buzzer, our Lady Bobcats had 82, and the Lady Bulldogs had 53, so they scored 14, and we scored 12 in that last quarter. But that'll take the girls' record to what, 18-1?
Yes, sir, 18-1.
So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Johnny's data, and then we're going to be flipping the page to the Bobcats.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Well, welcome back here, folks. Johnny, what was that score?
82-53.
82-53. You want to do the data?
Okay. For the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County, Bethany Sherrill had 9. Ashton Browning was 6. Caitlin McClain was 8. McKenna Biles was 8.
Danny Kerr with 7, Brittany Boone with 5, Taylor Strong with 2, and Kenzie Arms with 6, total of 53. For your Pickett County Lady Bobcats, Kristen McClellan with 22, Courtney Pritchett with 19, Abby Buck with 6, Jana Furl with 16, Alana Bembry with 3, Alia Brown with 2, Gracie Martin with 5, Andrea Beatty with 2, Savannah Hammock with 7, for a total of 82. Lady Bobcats win this district game here at Clay County tonight, 82-53 over the Lady Bulldogs.
Thank you, Johnny. So, overall, we're at 18-1 now, the Lady Bobcats. In the district, we're 4-0. We have beat Clark Range by 27, Jackson County by 15, Monterey by, 41, and now Clay County by, 29.
Yes, sir, 29.
So that'll drop the record for Clay County Lady Bulldogs to 7-5 and 1-2 in the district. But right now, we got to flip the page, Johnny, and see what our boy Bobcats can do against this undefeated Bulldog team out here. And if you look at their roster, it's an impressive roster. The first thing I see is 6'6" and 6'7". And then the next four are 6 foot to 6'1", to 6'3". And then the 6'3" and 6'2" down the lineup here. They have no problems with height.
No, sir. They're a very tall team.
And the best player is a guard. That's Mr. Key. I think it was MVP in the district last year, and he should have been. He's a great player. Any team that has him is going to be strong. But you want to do the
rosters?
Rosters.
Okay, for the Clay County Bulldogs, you have number 13, Matt Wyatt Mabry. Number 1, Matt Maxfield. Number 10 is John Wayne Browning. Number 30, Clay Copas. Number 23, Tyree Key. Number 33, Dawson Russell. Number 4, Peyton Smith. Number 14, Austin Hensley. Number 22, Braden Moss. Number 24, Alan Scott. Number 11, Seth Ogletree. Number 3, Heath Times. Number 5, Gavin Silk. Number 24, Jared Markham. Number 15, Ben Bailey. 00, Sage Tyron. Number 21, B.J. Emberton. The starting five for the Clay County Bulldogs will be number 13, Myers Mabry. Number 10, John Wayne Browning. Number 30, Clay Copas. Number 23, Tyra Key. Number 33, Dawson Russell. The head coach is Rob Edwards, assisted by Doug Strong and also Matt Walker. The roster for your Pickett County Bobcats, you have number 21, Ryan Hill. Number 4, Will Garrick. Number 3, Bryson York. Number 20, Clay Smith. Number 14, Jonathan Crawford. Number 42, Colton Sales. Number 11, Peyton Rector. Number 23, Trent Young. Number 35, Brian Gibson. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 1, Gabe Moon. Number 32, Ben Deal. Number 40, Blake Hughes. Number 2, John Michael Spurl. Coach Beneath Aaron, assistant Ray Allen Webb. The starting five for your Pitt County Bobcats will be number 35, Brian Gibson. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 32, Ben Deal. Number 40, Blake Hughes. And number 2, John Michael Pearl. That'll be your starting five for your Pitt County Bobcats.
Thank you, Johnny. Coach Edwards has preeminently strong teams over here. He must have a good feeder system, but we also know he's a great coach.
Yes, sir.
So, it's going to be tough for our Bobcats tonight, no question about it. But we don't quit either.
That's right.
Look at that starting lineup. That's a 6'6", 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", 6'. So they're all over 6'. So John Michael, when he penetrates, he's got to remember that tonight. But at any rate, we'll see how it all works out. I do want to remind you once more, and I'll leave this alone after this, because we are in the Bobcat time of the broadcast. Monday morning at 11 a.m., Big Mac, Tristan McClellan will be signing with Bryan College, which is down in Dayton, Tennessee, I believe, which is to say that if you want to come out and see that, fine. If not, we're going to film it. Assuming Robert is feeling up to it, I hope you're feeling better, Robert. And you'll be able to see the playback on Cable Channel 10. And she is to be congratulated. I also know that Gina Farrell has been offered by the same school scholarship, but is undecided at this point. Both those girls are in our 1,000-point club. Gino entered it last year, and Big Mac got in it earlier this year, not too long ago. But when you put those two out on the floor, those are two great players.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's put the page here to the podcast. What are we going to do, Johnny?
I'm sorry?
What do we have
to do? Oh, I'll tell you what. Well, I think you said earlier Mr. Edwards has got a perfect record with this team. Is that correct, Ralph?
I believe he's 16-0, if not 17.
So, you know, and I'm sure they've played strong competition. When you're coming into a home gym with a record like that, you know you have your work cut out for you. Bobcats are capable of playing a good game here tonight. I think they're capable of coming home with a win. I mean, sometimes those perfect records, you know, they're going to be broke sometime or another, more than likely. Tonight might be our night to do that.
That's right, and we might just be the team to do it, so you know we're going to be out there hustling and bustling, so to speak. But right now, let's pay some more bills, folks, and if you haven't, get your next tubby and get back in that armchair after having made a pit stop. And while you're listening to these ads, I ask you to do one thing. Take your business to them because they bring the games to you.
That's right.
And, yeah. They'll be happy. You'll be happy. And Johnny's going to dance on the scoreboard here. But at any rate, not the scoreboard, the score table.
I started to say that'd be like a tight one.
Yeah, that's right, boy. I speak with loose tongue, don't I? All right, let's go away. We'll be right back.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.